Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is daf Samech Aleph in Maseches Brachos, the 60th daf in Shas. We pick up on the top line. Ramar Avun Amar Mishum Rabbi Meir La'olam Yehei Dvarav Shel Adam Mu'atim Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person should not use a lot of words in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Pasuk in Kohela says, Al Teval Al Picha V'Lipcha Al Maher L'Hotzi Dover Lifnei Elokim. Don't be rush to say out many things in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The pasuk continues, Ki Elokim b'shamayim v'ata al aretz, al ken yu dvarecha ma'atim, your word should be less. The lesson of the pasuk in Koheles is that don't think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your buddy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is be'elokim b'shamayim, and one needs to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu not as a shmooze, but as a very sensitive and thought out expression to the Melech Malchei Hamlochim. As we say in English, the devil is often in the details, and that is how you understand the nuance of this message. It might be different according to Rashi and according to other Mefarshim. Rashi on the Pasuk in Koheles Hey Aleph says that the fear is Lahotzi Dover Lefnei Elokim Ledaber Kosha Klapei Malo. We're afraid that if a person is going to talk a lot, then he'll Chas V'Chalila say something Odover Kosha. However, the Ibn Ezra gives a different shot. The Ibn Ezra suggests that the problem is that if a person is going to speak a lot, ultimately he'll forget in front of the awesome Ore that he's standing in front of. This, by the way, incidentally, the Ibn Ezra begins a polemic discussing inappropriate types of piyutim and tefillah and appropriate piyutim and tefillah, all based on this pasuk. Of course, the nafkamina between Rashi and the Ibn Ezra is great, because according to Rashi, a person can be ma'arich, just he has to be careful not to be medaber kashos. According to the Ibn Ezra, there's a fear that inevitably he will lose kavanah. Gedeiz the Gemara 6 lines from top. Darush Rav Nachman by Rav Chizda Maidasiv. What does the Torah mean when it says Vayitzar Hashem Elokim es Adam b'shnei yudim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man and there two yudim are used? It says Vayitzar with two yuds. It's coming to emphasize, as the Gemara, Shnei Yitzarim Bar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with two inclinations. Echad Yitzar Tov, Ve'echad Yitzar Hara. And one is a Yitzar Hara. Maskevlo Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Ele Mi'ata Behema Deloksiv Be'yitzar, Lesla Yitzara. But a animal is not created with the word Vayitzar with two yuds, yet it doesn't have a Yitzar Hara. The mask of an Ashru Bato, we see that it does have a Yitzar Hara. It damages, it bites, it kicks. Elke Rav Shem Ben Pazi, but rather, the explanation is, as Rav Shimon ben Pazi had suggested. Ella must be a different explanation. Kidu Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Dam Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Oili mi yoitzri, Oili mi yoitzri. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created me in a bind. Woe is to me if I don't follow my Creator. Woe is to me if I don't give in to Yetzahara, because he will constantly nag me. So hence, the two Yitzarim are alluded to in Vayitzar Hashem Elokim es Adam, the pull between Yotzri and Yetzi. In Ramikid Yirmiyah ben Lazar, Damar Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Lazar, two parts of Bar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Badam Rishon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man with two sides to it. In other words, there was a human being that had been almost attached with two faces, and one side was Adam and one side was Chava, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Achar V'Kedem Tzartani, that I created them front and back. Now the Gemara begins the narrative of the creation of Avadam. Vayivan Hashem Elokim es Hatzela. The Torah describes that Kadosh Baruch Hu built on the rib, if you will. How you translate Tzela in itself is a discussion, but let's call it colloquially the rib that had been taken from Adam. Rav Shmuel Amar Chad Partzuf v'Chad Amar Zonov. There's a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel whether Chava was made, as we had said in the Gemara, one side of the Partzuf. There were two faces that were back to back to each other. The Chadam Rezanov, and there was one opinion that said that she was made out of a tail that was part of Adam. Bishlan the Mandomer Partsuf, according to Mandomer, that says that it was a face, two faces. Hainul Siv Achar Vikadam Saratani. Then we understand the meaning behind the Pasuk of Tilim that we had mentioned previously. However, Elamandom Rezanov, my Achar Vikadam Saratani, Kidur Rabbi Ami says the Gemara, Domer Rabbi Ami Achar Lemaisa Bereshis, he was the last in the order of creation, Vikadam Lepronis, and he was the first in terms of the downfall of the projected Eden component, the Gan Eden component of the universe. Bishlam Achal Maisa Bereshis Delo Avri Ad Malish Habasa. I understand what that means, that he wasn't created until Shabbos. Elevakonim Pranis Pranis Demai. Which type of Pranis? So we alluded to something before, but let's see the Gemara's explanation. Eilema Pranis De Nachash. If we're talking about the sin that he had done with the Nachash, Vatanya, but didn't we learn in a Brisa Rebbe Yomer Begdoyla Maschilin Min HaGadol Ubeklala Maschilin Min HaKatan? When it comes to positive things, we start with the chashev person, and when it comes to klala, things of pranios, we start with the smallest people. As the Gemara will flesh out, the chsiv, as it says in the pasuk, with Darim Moshe al Aaron vel Elazar vel Isamar banim hanosrim chu. When it came to the mitzvah of eating kachim after the ptira of Aaron's kids, first Aaron was mentioned. However, beklala maschilim katan. Bitchila, niskal al nachash, ulubsof niskal al chav, ulubsof niskal adam. When Adam was cursed, man was cursed, first we start with the katan, nachash, then to chava, and then to Adam. What do we see? We see that the nachash was the first that was punished, and not, as the Gemara had previously had suggested, that the explanation for the pasuk of Achar v'kedem tzartani was that Adam was punished first. Rather, the Gemara is going to need to suggest a different approach. Ella, the Gemara rather suggests that when the pasuk says that v'kedem tzartani, that Adam was the first of Piranos, is referring to Piranos de Mabel. Ella Piranos de Mabel is referring to Mabel, the Suva Yimachas Kalikum Hashopnei Adam, Ha'adama Me'adam V'ad Behema. Bereisha Adam, the pasuk first describes Adam v'hadar Behema. So that will be a decent source that Adam was the first for the Piranos of the Mabel. The Gemara now asks a different question. Bishleim Manomer Partsuf, if we say that they were created with two different faces, man and woman, with their backs attached, Hainel Sivi Yetzer Bishnei Yudin. El Manomer Mazanov Mai Vietzer, why is it said with two Yuds? Kidrub Shimon Pasi. So the Gemara refers back to the previous answer that I given above in the beginning of the wide lines, like Rav Shimon Paz, Dom Rav Shimon Pazi, Oili Miyotzri, Oili Miyotzri, to emphasize that a person is caught between either the punishment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu or the constant barrage of attacks from the Yetzirah. Continues the Gemara to ask another question. Mishlei Mandar parts of Hainuslev Zachar and Akeva Baram. If we say that they were created attached, so then we understand why the pasuk tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man and woman. Elamand Amar Zanov, but if we say it's the tail, my Zachron Akeba Baram. What does it mean, Zachron Akeba, he created it? Answers the Gemara to Rabbi Avo. The Chiddush is like Rabbi Avo, the Rabbi Avo Rami. Ksiv Zachron Akeba Baram, Ksiv Bitzelem El Kibitzelem El Kimasas Adam. Rabbi Avo asks a basic question of what some refer to as exegesis, Tanakh exegesis, in other words, an analysis of the psukim themselves. On the one hand, the Torah describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu making man as Bitzelem Elokim also saw. Then there's another pasuk that says he made them as Zachar Nekev, man and woman. So how did he make them? As an Adam or as Zachar Nekev together? HaKetzat, how would you explain? B'tchilas Adam Machshav V'rasa Shtayim. Originally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended to create two of them. However, practically, it went in a different direction. But when he started creating, he only created one. And the way to get to two was first by creating only one. So the man number old Zanov has dodged that bullet, and he explains that Zachar Nekev Barim, it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intention. Continues the Gemara to ask, especially in Mandomer and parts of Hainel Siv Vayiskar Basar Tachtena. If we say that it was made as an entity with two different faces, then I understand the Pasuk. The Gemara continues to try to analyze which Shita fits in better in the Psukim, in the narrative of the creation of Adam. The opinion that says that they were created with two faces attached together, or that Chava came from a tail of Adam. Bishlam Mandamar Partsuf, if we say that she was created with a face that was attached to his other side, then when she is created and she's removed from him, so then all where she was attached to him needs to be filled up. Beautiful. Vayiskar Basar Tachtena. Mandamar Zanov, but if she was created from the tail, my Vayiskar Basar Tachtena, what needs to be closed up. Only the area that was cut, in other words, the area where the zanav, where the tail was cut off, needed to be covered up. So Gemara now goes in another direction. Gemara says, if we say that she was created out of the tail, so then we understand that when the Torah describes her creation, she's described in Perek Beis, Pasuk Chaf Beis, as Vayiven Hashem Elokim. She's built. She didn't exist beforehand. Elamand Amar Pirtzef, my Vayiven. She doesn't need to be built. She was just attached. There were Simon's twins that were attached. And says the Gemara Chedur Rishim Menasi, the Darsh Rishim Menasi, Maidah Sivu Yivin Hashem Esatzela, Melamed Shekola HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lechava Veheviya LaAdam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kala comes from the word to braid. Rashi and Irvin on Yuches Hamad Aleph explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu braided Chava's hair. Shekala HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chava ve'hivia la'adam, and then he brought her to Adam Arishon. And that's what the word Vayiven connotates. Now the Gemara proves that this expression Vayiven is used in regards to braiding bread. Shekein b'krocha ayam karin l'kliyasa b'niyasa. In maritime cities, they use the expression for braiding as binyan, as building. There are two major chidushim that jump out of our Gemara. Number one is what needs to be explained in Machshava, the significance of preparing a woman to man by braiding her hair. That's number one. And number two is, as the Gemara in Shabbos, Tzadi Hei Amid Aleph, learns that based on this, braiding hair would be an Isser D'Oraisa of Bona Ayin Shom. Davaracher, another explanation of Vayiven, Amar of Chizna of Armi Lab Masis and Tanam Alamit Shabon HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chava Kibinyan Otzer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the structure of the woman like a storage house. Ma Otzer is a Kotzer Milamala Verochav Milamata, just like in a treasure house is narrow on the inside, think of a flask also, and wide towards the bottom, k'dei l'kabel saperos, afisha k'tzara l'mata v'rochav l'mata k'dei l'kabel savlat. She's wide towards the bottom to be able to hold a child. So this is the explanation of Ayiven, even according to Amanda Omar, that says that Chava was made as a partzuf. We continue on in the first wide line in the Gemara in Samech Aleph Amud Aleph. Vayivel Adam. She was brought to Adam. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya ben Elazar, Milame, the Pasuk is coming to teach us. Kadosh Baruch Hu got so involved, says the Gemara, Shenasa Kadosh Baruch Hu Shushvin LaAdam Arishon. That Kadosh Baruch Hu became like the Shushvinin. The Shushvinin are the hosts and the ones who take care of the Chasen and Kala. Mikal Limda Tor Lamda. Limda Torah derech Eretz she yachzar gadol im katan b'shushvinios. That the Torah teaches us derech Eretz, even though you're much greater than the chasan and kala itself, nevertheless you should try to be a shushvin to aid a couple that are getting married. Valyera lo, and it shouldn't be bad to you. You shouldn't look down on it. The Gemara continues to want to understand everything as far as the two opinions of whether they were created as two faces or from a tail. Umandom are parts of, and the one who says that they were created as two faces, Haimini Usagi Bereisha, which side walked? Was it the male side that decided to walk first, or the female side? Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Mustavra de Gavra Sagi Bereisha. We know that, based on a rule below, that it must have been the person who walked first was the man. The person shouldn't walk behind a woman, even his own wife. Nizdamno lo ala gesher. If he turns out that he's walking incidentally behind the woman on a bridge, yisalkenu litzdadim, he should try to go to the side. V'kola over achrei isha benar, ein lo chelek bolam haba. And anybody who goes behind a woman that's walking in a river, and she has to raise her clothing a little, so then in such a case, that individual does not have chelek olam haba. So Gemara satisfactorily explained that it was the man who chose how to walk first, based on this rule, lo yehalech odam achore isha. Tanu Rabban, hamartza mos liisha miyado liyada, someone who gives a woman change from his hand to hers, kidei lehistachel ba, with the intent of looking at her. Afilu yesh biyado Torah ma'asim tovim kemoshe Rabbeinu. Even if he has Torah and good deeds like Moshe Rabbeinu, lo yinakam midina shel gehenim, he will not be cleansed from the din of gehenim. Shneamar, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, yod liyad lo yinakei rov, ezer el tzadikim Yimaleit, if he gives hand to hand, this is a reference to someone who changes to a woman. Amar of Nachman, Manoach, the father of Shimshon HaGiber, Am Aretz Haya, wasn't Am Aretz. Tachsiv Yelech Manoach Achrei Yishto, because the Torah describes that he walked after his wife. Masach Nechem Yitzchak, El Miata Gabi Elkana, but also says by Elkana, the father of Shmuel, Tachsiv Yelech Elkana Achrei Yishto, Gabi Elisha, as well as by Elisha, Tachsiv Yelech Vayelech Achareh, that Elisha went after. Veishas HaShunamis, that he goes after to tend to her son who had died suddenly, and of course Elisha makes a nace. But there the pasuk says, "Vayakom vayelech acharea." Gemara answers, "No, it doesn't mean literally afterwards. Achachinami acharea mamish. It means literally afterwards. Ela acharei devarav acharat seisasa. He went after her idea. In other words, that he should try to do everything he can to save the child's life. Hachanami acharei devarav acharat seisah." Amar Rav Ashi, Lumay de Kamar of Nachman Noachim Ma'aretz Haya, Fil Be Rav Nami Lo Kara. For those who say that Manoach was an Ma'aretz, then the Gemara continues, Lumay de Kamar Rav Nachman Manoachim Ma'aretz Haya, Afil Be Rav Nami Lo Kara. He didn't even know if he walked behind his wife the basic things that children who go to school know. Here, Beirav means Tinoka Shabbos Rabban. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in regards to Rivka, Vatokam Rivka Vinaraseva Tirkavna Alagmalam Vatelachna Achreya Ish. That Rivka knew to go behind a man. Velolaf Neha Ish. So that means that if Manoach was guilty, then he didn't even know the lesson of a basic pasuk in Chumash. Amr Rabbi Yochanan Achore Ari Velo Achore Isha. Rabbi Yochanan had a very sharp expression. Better walk behind a lion as opposed to behind a woman. Achore isha v'lo achore akum. However, if you have to choose between a woman walking behind a woman or over kochavim, better to choose walking behind the woman. Achore isha v'lo achore akum. Rashi in Erevin on Daf Yud Chesamim's Beis gives the obvious explanation, and that is Shema Yimashech Acharov, that we're afraid that one is going to be drawn to Avodah Zarah. V'lo achorei beis hakneses, and even worse than that, is passing behind the shul, because we say achorei akum, better to walk behind a Gentile, v'lo achorei beis hakneses b'shosh ha'tzibur mispalin. Not to walk behind the shul. Now in a moment we'll explain what achorei beis hakneses is while the tzibur is davening. The Gemara Chesam Beis already had told us this isser, and that is for someone to come into a shul when they are davening, it looks like, and not davening with them, it looks like he's davening. He's not davening at all. It looks like he's rejecting their tefillah. V'lo amaran ela delo dori midi. This is only said, by the way, these klum also appear on Daf Ches as well, if he's not carrying a burden. V'dori midi, but if he's carrying something less lamba, then it's clear to people the reason why he's stopping in, because is he's busy carrying something. V'lo amaran ela deleka pischa achrina. It's only said also if a person passes behind the shul and they could have walked in and they didn't, and there's only one entrance. V'ika pischa achrina, but if there's another entrance, less lamba than there isn't a fear. V'lo amaran, ela delo rachiv chamra. We're only talking about an individual that's not riding on donkey. Avo rachiv chamra, less lamba. V'lo amra, ela delo manach tefillin. Avo manach tefillin, less lamba. If he's wearing tefillin, there's not a problem. A very powerful explanation from the Rishonim on Daf Ches. We mentioned it when we learned the Gemara on Daf Ches, the Rambam in Perek Vav, in Hilchos Tefillah Halacha Aleph, that if he has his tefillin on him, should tefillin mochichin olav, shehu roideif mitzvahs. If somebody wears tefillin, then that's a simon, he's someone who runs after mitzvahs, ve'eino mi mevatle mitzvahs. He's not from those who are mevatel a mitzvah. Mir Tzeh Hashem, in the Halacha section, we will discuss the implication of the statement of the Rambam as expressed in the famous Shita of Rav Nevinsel Shlita about wearing tefillin. The Gemara continues, six lines from the bottom. Amar Rav taught, Yetzahara doma lezvuv. A Yetzahara is like a fly. V'yoshev ben shnei mitfatchei halev. And he sits between the two openings of the heart. Shenemar, as the Pasuk describes, Zvuve moves yavish. The fly can ruin, says the Pasuk in Koheles, good oil. Could very well be that this goes together with the idea of Tov Shev Mishemen Tov, that the idea of shame, a great name, is even better, the Gemara tells us, on Daf Yud Zayin, than good oil. So if we have a metaphor of ruining the oil, that's ruining a good name. Ushmuel Amar Kimin Chita Hudam. Shmuel says he's like a small piece of grain. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, chita being, of course, wheat grain. La Pesach chatas rovitz. Chazal seem to be darshaning over here the double root. In other words, a two-letter root. The chet and chita have the same two-letter roots. Similar to the explanation that the chiddush that we had said before, that shame and shemen are interchangeable as well. Tana Rabban Shtei Klois Yesh Ba Ba'adam. There are two kidneys that are given to a person. Achas yotzas la'tovah. One is there to give him good advice. Achas yotzas la'ra. The other is to give bad advice. Mistavet tovah li'mina v'ra la'smala. And it's logical that the good one is on the right side and the bad one on the left side. Dichsiv as the pasuk, beautiful pasuk in Koheles, Lev Chacham liyamino v'lev ksil l'smalo, that somehow the right side is associated with Chachma, and the left is a ksil, a fool. Tana Rabbanan, last line, on Samach Aleph Amin Aleph, Kloyos yotzos alev. We have the Pasuk in, describes Kloyos as a metaphor for understanding. For example, Yirmiyo, Perek Zayin Ani Hashem Choker Lev, Bochein Kloyos, I'm a Kodesh Baruch Hu, who searches into a heart and understands the Kloyos, in other words, the Kloyos. Maybe the best way to describe it in colloquial English would be the gut of a person. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabban Kloyos Yotzes Lev. The decision that comes from a heart starts with the advice of the kidneys. Mavin Lashon, and the heart understands the Lashon of the kidneys. Lashon Mechatech, there is a sharp language that the heart processes. Pe gomer vishat. And the mouth then decides to take it out. Excuse me, we stop. Pe gomer. Veshet, the Gemara continues. Machnis umotzi kol mine machel. When it comes to the esophagus, it opens and lets in and out all types of food. Kona, when it comes to the windpipe, motzi kol, it allows the sound to come out from the throat. Reya, the lungs, sho'evis kol mine mashkin. The lung draws much liquid. Rashi explains that even though we know that that liquid that's drunk do not go into the lungs, but the lungs draws a certain amount of moisture that it needs. Kaved, the liver, koes, which is a source of anger. Mara zarekis botipa, there is a little bit of bile that gets thrown in. Umenichaso, bile from the mara calms it down. Tchol, the spleen, soichek, that's what creates levity. Karkavon, this is a part of the bird. Tochen, that's what grinds the food. Keva, yishena, when it comes to the keva is one of its first purposes is where the milk is curdled. Maybe one way to describe it is the udder. It's an area of fat where milk is curdled inside of a cow. Yushana, that is in charge of person's sleeping. Here we're talking about a person, so obviously it's not where milk is being curdled. Af neor, the nose is there to wake a person up. What if, God forbid, the opposite happens, that they begin to function the opposite way? Neir hayoshen yoshen haneir, nimek v'holichlo. Then it's a sign of a person's getting weaker and he's passing on. Tana, im shneim yoshenim o shneim ne'urim, if both the keva as well as the af are both sleeping, or they're both awake, miad meis, they need to function in opposite directions. Mark continues 6 lines on top of Samach Aleph. Based Tanya Rabbi Yosef Gli Amr Sadikim Yetzer Tov Shavtu. When it comes to Sadikim, their Yetzer Tov is what rules over them. Shneemar, as Apostle Kintilim says, V'libi Cholal Bikirbi, my heart is alive inside of me. In other words, the Yetzer Tov is alive inside of them. Mesham Yetzer Rashavtam Shneemar Num Pesha LeRasha. The Apostle describes Kintilim Bikerev Libi Ein Pachad. that inside, in their heart, there is no pachad elokim leneged einav. There's no fear, and that's what's going. That's what's dominating inside them. Beinonim comes to average people. Zevzeh shoftim, the yetzer tov and yetzer hara are quarreling with each other. Shenemar, as the pasuk says again, a third pasuk from Tilm Kaf Tes, kiyamo limin evyon loshia mishoftei nafsho. Yetzer tov stands on his right to help him from those shofet nafsho. The shofet nafsho is the other side of him, and that is the yetzer hara. Rashi explains that it means that there are almost two nefashos that are warring inside of him. Amar Rava Kagon Anu Beinim. Rava said we are examples of average people. Amar Le'abai Lo Shavik Mar L'Chay L'Chol Beria. You're not going to let anybody live. No one is going to be relaxed. Because if you are a Beinoni, then there's no such thing as Tzaddikim. Va'amar Rava, and Rava also taught, Lo Ivri Alme El Rishi Gmuri Olitzduke Gmuri. This world was created for one of two extremes. Explains Rashi that either Rishon or Tzaddikim, the lower world, the world of Gashmius was created for Rishon, and the world of Olam Haba was created for Tzaddikim. Amar Rava, Rava told us a very important charge. Leida inush benafshe, a person should know within himself, im sadigomer hu im lav, whether or not he qualifies as a sadigomer. Please see the footnotes of the Hamasifta translation, where they discuss the relationship between these two memras. We've just learned them as in separate statements. There is a discussion if there is a relationship between these two. Amar Rav, Lo Ivri Alma, the world was not created. Rashi explains it means the enjoyment of this world. Take a look at Rashi, the Ramaskul Rishai Gomor. El Achav ben Ivri Imri, only for the terrible rush of Achav. In other words, the full brunt of enjoyment in the material world was actualized by Achav. I don't know that the Gemara means to say that Kadosh Baruch Hu created because he wanted Achav to enjoy it, but Achav really actualized every single part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gashmius world. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa la'achav ben Imri ha'olam hazeh. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa ha'olam habar. The way to read the above Gemara is that this present world was created either for Achav ben Imri in the Olam HaTachton, the Gashmius, and for Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa for the opposite. And that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ultimate usage of Olam Hazeh was gotten out of Achav ben Omri, and the ultimate usage out of Olam Haba was Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. The Mishnah, in order to be able to bring out the notion that we need to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu both with the good and the bad, and to thank Him for the bad, also brought out the idea of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with one's Yetzer Tov and with one's Yetzer Hara, and that was highlighted, the Mishnah told us on Nundal and Omid Aleph, from the Pasuk, Vahafta as Hashem Lokecha b'chol levavcha Chazal say b'shnei yitzarecha b'yetzatov yitzara, and we continue in the Mishnah to expound on the pasuk. The Gemara continues in the theme of the Mishnah. Tanya Rabbi Lazar Omer im nemer b'chol nafshecha lomer nemer b'chol modecha. So b'chol levavcha tells us two yitzar. B'chol nafshecha tells you with all your soul. So if it tells you with all your soul, then what do we need to say with all your might? V'im nemar b'chol meodecha, and if it says with all your might, lama nemar b'chol nafshecha ela. Im yeshcha adam shegufecha v'lam mimono. There's some people that their body is more dear to them than their money, the right way to go. Then it says, but there are some people, Nebuch, that their money is more dear to them than their bodies themselves. In such a case, then it said, that you need to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all your ma'od, that means with all your money. Rabbi Kiva, I mean, Rabbi Kiva says the chiddush of b'chol nafshecha is a poignant one. B'chol nafshecha, afil noitlas nafshecha, even if they take your soul, you have to give it up for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For example, we say, Yohari Val Yavar by the big three. Tan Rabban, Pamachas Gazra, Malchus Harisha, Shelo Yasku, Yisrael B'Toyer. There was a decree that Klal Yisrael wasn't able to learn Torah, but people Ben Yehuda and Matzal Rabbi Akiva, Sheyimakil Kilos Berav Vaisip Gatar. Rabbi Akiva was still gathering people under the threat of death and learning Torah. Amle Akiva Yatam Yisrael Bnei Malchus. So people Ben Yehuda asked Rabbi Akiva, "Are you not afraid from the Romans?" Amalei Em Shelcha Mashal. Of course, this is a famous and beautiful Gemara. I'll tell you the following metaphor. the following parable. There was a fox that was walking by the river, and he saw fish that were swimming in groups of schools. The fox asked, what are you running away from? They said to him, we're running away from the nets. And the fox suggests to them, maybe we'll live together on the banks without me opposing you, just like our forefathers had. According to the Gra, the explanation is that before water was created, before earth had been created, and there was only water, so then both of the sources, the animal sources of both the fish and the fox, lived in compatibility together. So the fox was suggesting that that could take place as well. Amrulo, the fish totally rejected it. They said to him, Atahu sha'omrim alecha pikach shebichiyos. You're described as the smartest one of the living beings. Lo pikach, you're not so smart. El tipe shata, you're a fool. Uma bimakom. Chiyuseinu anamisiyarin. In the place that we're able to live, in the water, we're afraid. Makom. Misaseinu alachas kamakam. Certainly the places where we die, we should certainly be afraid. Afanachnu, says Rabbi Akiva, achshav shanu yoshev oisken mitayra. Now that we're sitting involved in learning shekosuk yu chayachav arachimecha, that's described by the pasuk in Devarim as the source of our life and at the length of our days. Kach. Imanu holchem mispatel mimeno alachas kama v'kama. Certainly, if we're going to be mispatel, so certainly we're going to lose our essence, our life. Amru, it is said, loha yom matin asher tafsu Rabbi Akiva chavshu beis asurim. He was grabbed and put in prison. V'tafsu the people ben Yehuda v'chavshu etzlo. And Papas ben Yehuda was also grabbed. Amr loy Papas miyav yachal again. Rabbi Akiva asked Papas, what brought you here? Amar Alei, he said to him, Ashrecha, Rabbi Akiva, shenitvast al divrei Torah, you were grabbed for learning Torah, the most noblest of endeavors. Ayla pupas shenitvast al dvarim betelim. I was nabbed because of some petty crime. In other words, there was nothing heroic of what I had did. Mishash ha-tzidus Rabbi Akiva la-hariga, at the time that they took Rabbi Akiva out to be murdered. It was the time of Kriyishma. He circumcised Basar and Masreka Shobarzel, and they combed his flesh with a steel bar. And he was Mekabel, the yoke of heaven. Does a person have to go this far to be Mitzar himself to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Amar Lehem, he responded to them, Kol Yamahe Yisi Mitzar al Pasuk Zeh. I would always have, notice again the expression of Tzar. I would always have tzar over the meaning of the pasuk b'chol nafshecha. Feel not al sin shmasecha. Marti masa yavol yodi v'akim menu. When will this come to my hand? I'll be able to fill it. V'achshe shabol yodi lo yakim menu. And now that I have it, I should not fulfill it. In other words, now with the appropriate kavana, I could be mekayim mamish b'chol nafshecha. Hayimarach be'echod ad shiasa nishmasoi. He extended Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and with that his neshama escaped, left him. Bechad Yotza Baskel, Baskel came out of Amra Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva Shiyotza Neshama Secha Be'echad. Praise to you Rabbi Akiva that your neshama went out with Echad. Of course the neshama source is HaKadosh Baruch Hu itself. When a person says Echad, he's crying out of the Ichud, the unification of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. So the neshama that goes out with Echad is the prototypical neshama that is one with its source. Amru Malachi Ashrosef Nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malachim said, Zu Taira V'Zu Schaira, this is Taira, this is his ward. Didn't David HaMelech not aspire from this? David in Tillim says, Mimsim Yodcha Hashem, Mimsim Mechelet Chelke Mechaim, Utsmuncha Temalei Vitnam. And the pasuk is clearly describing David HaMelech wanting to die from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wanting to die Yodcha Hashem, as opposed to in a cruel, barbaric human beings. Amalahem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded to the Malachim, Chelkam Bechayim. Their chelek is in Olam. Olam Abba. Yotza Baskov Amar Ashrech Rabbi Akiva Shatam Mezumen L'Chayi Olam Abba. The notion and the powerful idea that Rabbi Akiva passed away with Echad on his lips is expressed in the Maharal as well, in Nesivas Olam, Nesiv Avas Hashem. I was very happy to see the idea that I mentioned earlier, the Maharal spells out. And the Maharal's quoted as saying as follows: Ki ahava sheyesh l'adam el Hashem yisbarachu ma she'adam mitzad atzmo ein adover. True love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that we're entirely connected to one, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as one. Rak min Hashem yisbarach ba adam ve'elav adam shav. Ki hakol shav alav yisbarach ve'ein davar zulasa. There's nothing else aside from him. Ufichach Rabbi Akiva hayimarech be'echad ad sheyotze nishma. So that's why Rabbi Akiva was marech be'echad. I record this on Matzai Yom HaKippurim. And it could very well be that the Asara Aruge Malchus are said on Yom HaKippurim, because the essence of the Asara Aruge Malchus revolve around this idea, the bittul of Gedolei Torah to the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Gzar Din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and ultimately to Gilui Kvod Shemayim. And that's exactly what the essence of the Yom Noraim are about. And of course, Yom HaKippurim ends with us crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Shem Kavam Achus Olam Vaed, as well as Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and concluding with Hashem Melech Hashem Malach Hashem Yimloch La'olam Vaed, which were Rabbi Akiva, according to the Maharal, like we had suggested earlier, was trying to embody. HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the koach as we begin the new year to be zocha, to be megala, a little kvod shemayim, and to be zocha to be megal the ichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his world. The Gemara continues, 12 lines to bottom. Lo yikol adam es roshe keneged shar hamizrach shu kenet mechuvan keneged kachay kadosh. The Mishnah told us that a person has to be careful not to engage in levity when he's standing in an area opposite the kachay kadosh. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav lo yamru elamin hatsayfim ulufnim. The only time this applies is if a person is standing from Har HaTzofim, and there you could see the Har HaBayis. Imar Nami Amar Rabbi Abba Brei to Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Hachim Rabbi Yochan Loi Amru Elam Natzofim Lufnim. It's only said from Har HaTzofim. Ubiroa. And to be able to see to into the area of the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi says, if he's lower down he can't see in, so then in such a case the Isser does not apply. Ubishe'en Geder. And there's nothing blocking between him and the Har HaBayis. And at the time that the Shechina is resting, Rashi explains that the Beis HaMikdash is still standing. Tan Rabban, Hanifna B'Yehuda, someone who needs to go to the bathroom in Yehuda, Lo Yifna, Mizrach HaMayiv, should not defecate from east to west, El Safam Nadarm, so as not to be facing the Migdash. Ubeglil lo yifne ela mizrach umar. Rabbi Yossi Matush, Rabbi Yossi Amr, lo yasru ela beroye. The Isser, as we saw above, when it comes to Kalis Rosh, would only be if someone could see. Ubemakum she'ein sham geder. Ubezvan she'ashchin is shore. And as well as when the Shechina is resting. El Safam Nadarm. The Gemara is saying that Tzafon V'Darom is acceptable because there you're not facing the Kachay Kedoshim. The Chachamim Oisrim, but the Chachamim prohibit. Asks the Gemara, Chacham Hainu Tanakama, aren't the Chacham the same position as the Tanakama? Rabbi Yossi was Mekel, Tanakama was Machacham, the same thing as the Tanakama. Ikabeinayu Tzadin. The Gemara suggests that Letzadim to the sides will be a nafgamina between the Tanakama and the Chachamim. Rashi explains Dibra Masluki Meinayu Tzadim that according to the Tanakama, that those areas that aren't directly opposite Yerushalayim, so then in such a case, the Tanakama holds it's going to be permissible. Because Rabbi Yossi, who was Mekel, had discussed Roeh. And the Tanakama disagrees and says even if it's not Roeh Mamish, it's going to be Asur. But nevertheless, it's still going to be Asur only if it's facing. However, the Rabbanon Basroi, or the Chachamim, hold that even if it's not Roeh, and even Bizman Azeh, the whole area of Yehuda and Galil are going to be Asur, according to the Chachamim Basroi. Tani Yida, Hanifna Bihuda, Lo Yifna Mizrach Umayriv, Elot Zafon Vidorim. We learned that in Yehuda, you're not supposed to go to the restroom Mizrach Lamarav, rather only Tzafon Darom. Uba Galil, Tzafon Darom Asur, up north, the inverse is so. The reason being is, of course, Yerushalayim is to the south of the Galil, so Tzafon Darom is Asur, Mizrach Umayrav Mutar. In contrast to Yehuda, which is east to west with Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yossi matter. Rabbi Yossi permitted. Shai Rabbi Yossi amr lo asru ela beroa. Rabbi Yossi said only if you mamish see it. Rabbi Yehuda amr bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim asur bizman shein beis hamikdash kayim mutar. Rabbi Yehuda differentiates between whether beis hamikdash is standing or not. Rabbi Akiva oiser bechol makom. Rabbi Akiva prohibits in all instances. The Gemara asks a similar type of question. Rabbi Akiva hainu taina kama. Rabbi Akiva seems to be similar to the Tana Kama. Rabbi Akiva prohibited and Tana also prohibited. Answers the Gemara, Ika Benayu Chutzlaretz. The Nafgamina is going to be Chutzlaretz. According to Rabbi Akiva, even those things that are entirely out of Eretz Yisrael, if it still corresponds east to west or north to south Yerushalayim, then it's going to be Aser. Gemara continues, Rabbah set up the blocks that he would sit on for the restroom in the following. Havishadion Le Livni, he set up the blocks. In those days, in place of a toilet, they would sit on cinder blocks or something akin to that. Mizrach Marav, it was set up east to west, and Rashi explains, and therefore, when they would defecate, they would end up defecating north to south. Ozal Abayi Shadinu Tzafon Vedorom. Abayi moved it, and moved it in a way that the blocks would be facing north to south, and therefore, when he defecated, he'd be defecating east to west. Bavel is on the east of Eretz Yisrael. What Abaye was doing was testing whether Rabbah was going to be makbid, in which direction he defecates in Bavel. Oh, Rabbah, Tartzinu, Omar, Man Haydi Kometzarli. Rabbah responded to this, and he said, who is bothering me by moving these things around? Anak Rabbi Akiva Sirle, I hold Rabbi Akiva, Damar Bechol Makom Asur, and since it's prohibited in every place, the blocks have to be set up east to west so as not to defecate east to west, but rather north to south. If the blocks are set up east to west, so then the act of going to the bathroom would not be directly opposite east to west, but would be north to south. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Samach Aleph in Maseches Brachos. We now go on to the Halacha section. Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarich, our first topic of Halacha for Daf Samach Aleph is the topic of Tefillin. A Chiyuv every moment of the day or once a day. The Gemara had told us on the bottom of Samach Aleph that one is not allowed to pass behind the shul lest it appear while the tzibur is davening and not go inside, lest it appear that one is chas v'chalil being kofer, rejecting the tefillah and ignoring the tefillah because one chas v'chalil does not believe in it. The Gemara says there are exceptions to the rules. The Gemara gives a few exceptions. One exception is whether the fellow is wearing tefillin or not. If he's wearing tefillin, so then in such a case he does not appear like a kofer. The Rambam in Perek Vav Halacha Aleph explains, Mochichen olav, the fact that he's wearing tefillin proves shu roidif mitzvahs, that he runs after mitzvahs, ve'eino mimavatle hatfila, and not someone who would be mevatel tefillah. So the tefillin being on top of him says something extremely positive about him. He's someone who's roidif after mitzvahs. Mishnah Berurah and Simin Sadi Sif Katan Chav Dalet says, Nirish Ol Malchus Alav Velo Yavo Lechoshto. It appears that the Ol Malchus Shemayim is above him. Tur is quoted as saying that it is clear that he is not a kofer if he's wearing tefillin. This halacha, especially according to Rambam, is quite striking. Here we're talking about someone who had davened already. Nevertheless, someone who wears tefillin, the Rambam describes as someone who's rodef achar mitzvos. He runs after mitzvos. It is well known that our great Rebbe, Rav Nevinzal Shlita, when he was younger, would wear tefillin most of the day, if not all of the day, and many of his Talmidim follow in this path as well. Rav Nevinzal expresses this halacha in his additions to Chelek Aleph of the Mishnah Berurah, where he quotes the following chiddush lahalacha from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, his Rebbe, our grand Rebbe. And that is, that if someone had a ptur, a reason that he could not wear tefillin before davening, and he davened without tefillin, he's allowed to eat even after he puts the tefillin on, because of the following rationale. Because, ki bechol rega ika chiyuv chodosh laniach tefillin. Every moment on the day is a new mitzvah to put on tefillin. Va'afilu l'misha nichan kvar. Even if he already had put on the tefillin. And if we're going to prohibit someone to eat before they eat, before they put on tefillin, then they won't be allowed to eat the entire day. This is how our Rebbe quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman in regards to someone eating before putting on tefillin. Rav Nevensal inferred, therefore, that his Rebbe held that every moment has a chiyuv, a mitzvah kiyumis, a chiyuv to fulfill the mitzvah kiyumis of wearing tefillin, the mitzvah ukshartem lo sal yedecha for yulotot tafos b'nei necha. I know myself, coming from the United States, I never thought of tefillin outside of the context of tefillah. However, if one thinks about it, the mitzvah of tefillin is not directly related to tefillah, except for the fact that you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema without tefillin, because you're like, as if you're being meyud edus sheker. The only p'tur I've heard from Rav Nevensal that exists is if someone is afraid that he won't be able to keep his concentration on tefillin, which is a legitimate chashash, or he won't be able to keep his body clean. It is for this reason that Rav Nevensal then goes further. Aside from encouraging people to wear tefillin during the day, he argues that during tefillah, there's really no excuse not to wear tefillin at all. Because at the end of the day, during tefillah, you're not allowed to be mesiach das from tefillah, as well as you're not allowed to have a guf she'eino naki. So there's no excuse, if you will, according to Rav Nevensal, for not wearing tefillin during davening. This will fit well into the position of the Rambam that we saw in our Gemara. The Rambam describes that someone who wears tefillin, it's not just simply that he's not a kofir, or that he's mekabel ol malchus shamayim. It's also that he's being rodef achar mitzvos. He looks like someone who runs after mitzvos. Now, one can understand that the Rambam is saying that he dresses in a way that appears like people who run after mitzvos. However, one can understand that the Rambam is saying something more as well. And that is that he's actually running after the mitzvah, that he's not satisfied with simply putting on the tefillin once a day. He's looking for every moment of the day to be mekayim, what Rav Nevensal called so far, went so far as to call, from the name of his Rebbe, kibichol rega ika chiyuv chadosh laniach tefillin, that there is an independent chiyuv. It's interesting to note that the Aruch HaShulchan in Simin Sadi Sif Yud Beis suggests that our Gemara applies even to someone who's carrying his talis and tefillin, because that shows that he is an Oved Hashem. One would argue that according to Rav Nevensal's Havana, one could clearly say that the Rambam would not agree with this position of the Aruch HaShulchan, and that is that it's the wearing of the tefillin itself that shows that someone is right de fachar mitzvahs. According to Rav Nevensal, that would mean that he's running to fulfill every moment of the day the mitzvah of ukshartem lo sayidecha vayulatel tafas bein einecha. Obviously, in Yerushalayim, it is easier, convenient, more accepted to fulfill this halacha before one takes this on. In fact, Rav Nevensal told me a Talmud that had asked him about wearing tefillin in another yeshiva, Rav Nevensal said that he should get permission first from the Rosh Yeshiva, that needs to be taken into account many other factors before one adopts this shita ad hasof. Of course, wearing in public as well has other issues connected to it. Because Baruch Hu gives us the siyata d'shmaya to be mekayim properly, that we shouldn't just simply put on our tefillin by rote, but rather we should mekayim the essence that it should go on our yad and our lave and in our rosh.